Back in 1959, rock and roll was still experiencing its first peak and fighting the reputation as a bad influence on America's youth. Garage bands were filled with eager amateurs doing their best to become the next Elvis or Buddy Holly. Two 17-year-old friends in Tucson decided to start their own record label, and Zoom Records became Southern Arizona's first rock label. Those friends were Ray Lindstrom, who went on to a long career in radio and advertising, and a familiar voice to listeners of KUAZ, Bert Schneider. Zoom's roster of stars included names like King Rock and the Knights, Jack Wallace and the Hightones, and Pete Ronstadt and the Nightbeats. Bert Schneider asked former Tucson police chief and rock and roller Pete Ronstadt to talk about his different careers.
How did you get started in the music business?
Don't really know. It's something I just kind of grew up doing. My dad liked to sing, and my mom did too, and so basically that's all we did. You know, it was before people had television, so we'd listen to the radio and listen to records and stuff, but mainly we just sing. And then, as you probably remember, started singing rock and roll music in high school.
Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and meet your maker for Gabriel that blows his horn.
Pete Ronstadt and the Nightbeats, Lonesome Road Rock, and I remember when we recorded that.
Yeah, I do.
Exciting time, and listening to that on the radio some 50 years ago, and I thought, wow, we've got another Elvis Presley here.
Well, I just remember it was kind of a thrill hearing on the radio. I remember there used to be an all-night station, KOMA, I think, in Oklahoma City,
Clear
Channel Station. And when they played that, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, I thought, boy, we really arrived. But that's about as far as it went.
I've heard you say that you're one of the few retired police chiefs that has a gold record. How did that come about?
Well, I used to sing with my younger sister, Linda, and my older sister, Susie. And after I got on the police department, I continued that for a while until one day I was told by my boss that I had to make a career choice. So I decided, okay, I'll be a cop. And I still continue to sing with her from time to time on some of her albums, just doing backup stuff. When she did the first of her Mexican albums, it was a mariachi album called Canciones de mi Padre. And she let me and my brother sing the backup on several of the trio songs on that album, and it got a gold record. And she had copies made for me and my brother, and actually my daughter. She sang on it too, so we all got our very own gold album copy.
Well, you've had a chance to kind of take a long look back. What has changed
with regard to policing, or
right?
One of the things that I've noticed is that I believe that the violence level has gone up. When I first got on the cops, it was pretty safe bet that at some point you'd get your clock cleaned, if you're out on the street. But the chances of a police officer having to draw his or her weapon, in those days just his weapon, and actually use it were pretty remote. And I think that has changed considerably. There's just a lot higher level of violence. And I attribute a lot of that to the fact that everybody watches television now. And I really do think that affects people's judgment. I think to some extent a lot of people don't realize that it's real until it's too late, and then all of a sudden they realize, yeah, violence can in fact kill people.
I think people that listen to A Prairie Home Companion might remember that you were on that program as well about 10 years ago.
That was a very, very interesting thing. They were in Glendale, Arizona, and they wanted people from Arizona to be on the program. So they got a hold of my sister, and she said yes. I guess she knew Garrison Keillor. And she wanted to sing a particular song called Talk to Me in Mendocino, which is written by friends of hers, the McGarrigle sisters. And it was a song that I just loved, and my daughter liked it. And we would sing sometimes trio with Linda. So we sang it on Prairie Home Companion. But the weird thing about it is that when we got up there, we discovered that there was a stalker in the audience. We got information from the police department up there that there was some guy who was basically a total wacko who had come all the way from out of state just to see her, and apparently wanted to get up close and personal. So immediately I had to kind of resort into cop mode, even though I was retired at that point. And it was just kind of a schizophrenic experience because I did want to, you know, enjoy the idea of being on the program and singing, but also I was working with the police department. They did catch the guy, and he had a 12-inch long shank that was made out of a barbecue skewer, I think, with him. I'm not sure what he intended to do with it, but fortunately there was no violence. Like I said, it took a little of the fun out of it.
So given all the things that you've done, if you were to be remembered for one thing, what do you think it would be, or what would you like it to be?
I don't want to be remembered for one thing. I'd like to be remembered for lots of things, mostly good things. But I think everybody's got things that they're reasonably proud of doing, and I think I did a good job with the police department. I think I left it in better shape than when I started out. I certainly learned a lot of things about life and about service, I think, as a police officer. But I certainly enjoyed singing and playing music. So I'm just as happy to had a day job and be able to do the music stuff mainly as a hobby.
Original Zoom Records recordings are still out there. Several were recently issued on CD by a German collector's label. We've got a link to hear some tracks on the radio page at azpm.org.